This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Around 2009, 2010, even into 2011, we heard a lot about underwater homeowners or homeowners with negative equity. To jog your memory, when a house is underwater, the balance of the loan is higher than the value of the house. So if the homeowner were to sell, he'd owe the bank money, often tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars. At the height of the crisis, one out of every four homeowners nationwide was underwater, something that was unprecedented. But things have been getting better, slowly, as Mitchell Hartman reports.
The real estate data firm CoreLogic finds that by the end of last year, just over 10% of homeowners were underwater, owing more on their mortgage than the house is worth. Way better than just after the recession, but still far worse than the historic norm, says senior economist Frank Notaft.
We've still got millions of homeowners, about 5 million, who are still underwater and continuing to be current on their mortgages, make the monthly payments.
True, if they can afford those monthly payments, they may no longer be facing foreclosure or bankruptcy, but they can't sell and move somewhere else to find a better job or a nice retirement.
I think of it as freezing people in place.
That's Ken Johnson, senior demographer at the University of New Hampshire. He says with more jobs being created in more places and many homeowners no longer underwater, people are moving again.
One of the places where we are seeing growth pick up a little bit is in those amenity and retirement areas, lots of golf courses and things like that.
So places like Florida are gaining population again as people move to retire or find better jobs. Also, employers are starting to compete more for employees. John Canale at LPL Financial says they might be ready to take a house off your hands, even if it's underwater or hard to sell.
Companies today might be a little more willing to maybe help someone who's relocating to maybe buy their home in Miami and help them relocate in Dallas, where 4 or 5 years ago they were not.
Of course, as home prices continue to rise in hot markets like New York and California, we could see people taking too much equity out of their homes again and then being caught underwater. But economists say after the housing crisis, homeowners and indeed banks are much more cautious than they used to be. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.